are wondering why, if there was intelligence to this effect, why it wasn't passed on to the hotel, which would have obviously got everyone out. I mean, there were 1,200 people at the hotel at the time of the bombing. And obviously the numbers injured and dead are high. I mean, they would have been higher if the truck had managed to crash right through the entry barrier. So they are asking that, but there are also questions about whether the government was really scheduled to dine there, because the hotel itself says it knows nothing about this booking. So there is a lot of confusion around that point.
Do you think that President Zardari's tenure is just going to be plagued with attacks like this?
I think almost certainly. I mean, he is being seen already as being as close to Washington as President Musharraf, his predecessor, was. And the fact that he's currently in the United States, where he's scheduled to meet President Bush today, that will not help him at all in this regard, that he's being seen as a kind of American toady. He's already articulated a kind of message on the war on terror, which is seen as a very kind of Americanized message. But actually, all he's saying is that this is now our war. And by taking on the extremists in this way, he's really opening himself up to their full wrath.
And so is this adding to an air of instability throughout the country? And are people beginning to hark back to the more stable days of Musharraf?
Well, I don't think that is taking place yet, but there is very much a very strong feeling in the country that something has changed for this last attack at the Marriott. And you know, there were a couple of terrible ones before this, and that the intensity of the militant onslaught has really risen several fold. And there's a huge sense of insecurity in the country. People are wondering whether it's safe to go out to shop, to markets. They're worried about family members when they leave the house. That there is a different change in Pakistan today.
And what can President Zardari do about it?
I think really he has to distance himself as much as possible from being seen as following a Washington-dictated agenda. He certainly has to pursue the militants, but he has to somehow make this struggle an indigenous one, to make it a Pakistani one. At the moment, it is seen very much as an American one, which means that he really doesn't have the people of Pakistan with him, because the militants claim they're fighting for Islam. They say that Zardari is fighting for America, and people in this country tend to believe that Zardari is on the American side on this. So the challenge really is to convince people that this is Pakistan's war, Pakistan is going to fight it, and it's going to fight it its own way, and that this has nothing to do with America.